Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not another shiny demo. It is Superbase putting real coding agents into a real task benchmark, where Claude Code, Codex, and OpenCode can be compared against work that actually looks like building with a production developer platform. That matters because agent builders are slowly escaping the fog of vibes. The new question is not, did the model sound clever? It is, did the agent complete the task under the same conditions with evidence we can inspect afterward? Keep that in mind as we move through today's brief, because nearly every useful signal points in the same direction. Coding agents are getting benchmarks, memory is getting guardrails, and infrastructure is being forced to leave receipts. Let's start with the ledger. Superbase released. Superbase Evals, an open source benchmark for scoring coding agents on real Superbase development tasks. Mark TechPost surfaced it in the open source lane this morning, and Superbase's own launch post plus the public GitHub repository make the key claim inspectable. The benchmark compares agents such as Claude Code, Codex, and OpenCode on tasks that are closer to production app work than toy prompts. My take: this is the kind of eval the ecosystem needs more of. A benchmark attached to a real platform can ask grounded questions. Did the agent wire the database correctly? Did it use the API the way a developer actually would? Did the result pass deterministic checks? That is much healthier than a leaderboard that rewards theatrical reasoning and then leaves users to discover integration failures later. If you build agent tooling, watch Superbase evals less as a scoreboard and more as a pattern. Public tasks, reproducible harnesses, and failure modes people can argue about with evidence. The second ledger item is DeepSeek V4 Flash 0731. Mark TechPost describes the update as bringing major agentic and coding gains, and the Hugging Face artifact gives builders a durable place to inspect the model release. I am treating this as genuinely new because the 0731 update is the concrete development since prior DeepSeek coverage. The point is not simply that another model got better at code. The interesting part is the pressure on cost and latency. Agent loops burn tokens and wall clock fast, especially when they need to plan, edit, run, inspect, and retry. A faster coding-capable model changes what teams are willing to put inside the loop. But the caution is the same as always. A coding score is only as useful as the harness around it. If the model is going to operate tools, touch files, or propose patches, then the surrounding system needs test gates, least privilege, and replayable logs. Speed without a verifier just lets a mistake arrive sooner. The model lane also has Minimax H3, reported by Mark TechPost, as an omnimodal video model that can generate 15-second 2K clips with native stereo audio from mixed context. That is not a coding agent release, but it belongs in today's wider model picture because agent workflows are becoming production chains across modalities. Text agents write plans, vision models inspect state, audio models handle interaction, and video models generate or simulate outputs. The frontier is not one model pretending to be everything. It is orchestrating specialized models behind reliable interfaces. So, model releases today are a two-part story. DeepSeek V4 Flash 0731 is the practical builder story, faster, coding-oriented, and agentic enough to deserve harness testing. Minimax H3 is the broader multimodal story. Creative and simulation workflows are moving toward richer generated outputs with audio baked in, not added as an afterthought. For teams choosing models, the actionable takeaway is to stop evaluating them in isolation. Put the model inside a minimal workflow. Give it the tool budget it would really have. Measure completion, cost, latency, retries, and post-run repair burden. A small model that reliably clears a narrow task with cheap verification may beat a larger model that dazzles in chat and stumbles under tool pressure. Frameworks and tooling are where the operational shift is easiest to see. Google Gemini CLI V0.53.1, ship July 31st. Kilo code V7.4.18, ship the same day. OpenAI Codex Rust V0.146.0, landed July 29th. None of those are fresh product launches, and I am not going to pretend they are, but they are concrete maintenance signals in tools that developers increasingly use as daily surfaces. That means agentic command lines should be managed like compilers or package managers. Pin versions when reproducibility matters. Read release notes before a production workflow suddenly changes behavior. Keep a small smoke test that asks the tool to perform a harmless task and proves the result with a file diff, an exit code, or a test run. The glamour is in the model. The reliability is in the boring version, discipline. Another tooling thread is Codebase Memory MCP, a GitHub project exposing persistent code intelligence through MCP. Alongside New Relic's explanation of stateless MCP, the architecture trend is becoming clearer. Memory, retrieval, observability, and tool access are being pulled out of the prompt and turned into services. That is good. Hidden prompt stuffing is difficult to audit. Explicit memory services can be logged, permissioned, reset, or tested. Construct's write-up on running AI agent computers on Cloudflare without always-on virtual machines adds a useful substrate note. Agents often need a computer, but a permanently running VM for every user or task is expensive and operationally awkward. Durable objects, sandboxes, and object storage point toward a more elastic model. Give the agent a real environment when work is happening, persist the evidence, then shut the machinery down. That is how agent infrastructure starts to look less like a lab demo and more like a utility. The GitHub sweep showed several large active projects: Langflow, DiFi, LangChain, Browser Use, Headroom, Codebase Memory MCP, GitHub's MCP Server, Fast MCP, and Active Pieces all showed recent pushes or active maintenance. Some of these have been covered before, so they are not being reintroduced as new stories. The fresh signal is the shape of the stack. Visual builders are competing with code-first frameworks. Browser agents are getting better instrumentation. MCP servers are turning every service into a possible tool. Token compressors such as Headroom are treating context as a scarce resource, not a magical window. Persistent code memory is trying to keep agents from rediscovering the same repository facts every run. My read: the next winning agent platform will not be the one with the fanciest chat bubble. It will be the one that helps teams answer four questions quickly. What did the agent know? What was it allowed to do? What did it actually do? And what independent check says the work is done? The research lane is unusually aligned with that theme. Agent Radio studies passive awareness for long-horizon multi-agent collaboration. The problem is familiar. One agent's context fills up on a large code-based task, but splitting work across multiple agents creates coordination overhead. Agent Radio explores how agents can stay aware of each other's progress without collapsing everything into one giant shared context. That is the right direction. Multi-agent systems need communication protocols, not just more chat between workers. One human, N agents, looks at audit budget allocation for agent fleets when confidence is miscalibrated and errors are correlated. This paper is a useful antidote to a common fantasy. Just ask every agent how confident it is, then audit the low confidence ones. If confidence is wrong in a systematic way, and agents fail together because they share tools, prompts, training data, or assumptions, confidence-ranked audits can become worse than random. For real deployments, audit design has to account for correlation. You need sampling, diversity, and hard checks on high-impact actions, not only self-reported certainty. Memharness argues that agent memory is reconstructed, not replayed. I like this framing very much. A memory entry is not a commandment. It is raw material that must be adapted to the current state of the task. Replaying old traces verbatim can import stale assumptions, irrelevant details, or even unsafe actions. Good memory systems should retrieve, transform, and justify what they bring forward. Mind takes the security angle. Memory-augmented agents are vulnerable to poisoned memories that divert future behavior. So it proposes an intent-aware bottleneck for filtering memory injection. This is exactly where agent memory is heading. Once memory affects action, it becomes part of the attack surface. Treat it accordingly. A few quick hits before we close. New Relic's stateless MCP explainer is worth reading if you operate tool servers. Statelessness changes scaling, observability, and failure recovery. Hacker News surfaced a controlled, payload-verified security evaluation, arguing that framework choice explained only a tiny fraction of observed security outcome. Whether or not the exact number holds up, the intuition is useful. The harness, permissions, and verification gates often matter more than the agent framework label. There is also a fresh show HN for GAI, a Go runtime for typed tool-using agents. Typed runtimes are interesting because they force some ambiguity out of the loop. The more an agent's tools look like typed contracts rather than prose descriptions, the easier it becomes to validate inputs, reject unsafe calls, and produce useful traces. The close today is simple. Agent systems are getting less mystical and more mechanical. That is good news. The serious work is moving toward real tasks. Explicit memory, typed tools, stateless services, audit budgets, and small deterministic gates that say, yes, this happened, or no, stop here. The best builders will not be the ones who trust agents the most. They will be the ones who design systems where trust is earned, one receipt at a time. That's Evie's morning AI brief. Build carefully, measure honestly, and never let a confident agent talk you out of checking the evidence.